1490 WGCH, WGCH.com, anywhere. WGCH News Center Time, 752. Joined on the line now by State Representative Stephen Meskers. Good morning, Representative.
Good morning, Tony.
First
good
of all,
morning. How are you doing?
All right. Congratulations, first of all, on your reelection to a fourth term in office. Tell us your thoughts as you won that and then moving ahead to the new session coming up.
Well, I have to tell you, it was relatively a tough campaign. I don't know if you're aware, Tony, but my mother passed at the beginning of October, and that was a tremendous shock for me. So it was unexpected. She was on in years, but I didn't expect that she would have, she had a stroke, a cerebral stroke, on the 26th of September and passed on October 2nd. So that kind of occupied a lot of my, you know, space. The grieving and all of it was tremendous for me.
Yes, you told me about that. Our condolences again to you and your family on that. So was difficult campaign from that standpoint.
Yes, I mean, you know, the campaign is a moment of optimism and energy. And frankly, I had to put down the pen for a couple of weeks. It's hard to be out convincing people and selling your story and singing your song and praises while you're sitting there and dealing with the loss of a loved one. So it was a very complicated period for me, to be honest with you. But I was pleased. Results proved themselves to be pretty rewarding and reaffirming to me. My first election was about a 5% margin. My second election was about a 10% margin. My last election, it was a low turnout, and I was up about 15 or 16%. And this time, with a higher turnout, I was at about a 13% margin. So I was happy. I think numerically, I picked up, I had a 1,400 vote margin of victory. So I was pretty pleased with that. It means I'm doing something right, I assume.
All right, so moving ahead, do you see yourself serving same committees as you did in the last term?
Very good question, Tony. So in the last term, I sat as co-chair of commerce, was on energy and technology. I was on insurance and real estate and bonding, revenue, and finance. At this point, given the nature of the work at commerce, I think I might step it down to three committees, which is more than normal. And normally they are A and B committees, so the B committees meet three times a week. The A meet on alternate days. So it's likely that I will look at potentially a transportation. I'll do commerce. I've already spoken to the speaker. I expect to be reappointed as co-chair of commerce. I expect I will do insurance and real estate, and I'm looking, I think, at transportation since that consumes so much of our focus in the neck of the woods, as your traffic reports highlight.
Right. All right. Well, let's talk about transportation. What initiatives then? I mean, I know there's a lot of work going to be taking place, what, around exit 6 or so in Stamford there. Anything happening in Greenwich that's going to try to ease the traffic?
Yeah, well, you know, the plan is afoot, and because of the concerns from the community, I think it's been slightly delayed. So one thing we've already engaged in, you're starting to see, although it seems slow to my mind, is that we're repaving with a more resilient and less noisy tarmac, the asphalt paving. So I'm waiting to see that completed on 95 from Port Chester to the Stamford border. I know they're considering, or that we are considering, and we'll push for some sound barriers to try to improve the noise conditions for residents. Particularly, there's a lot of complaints around the Riverside area. And I'm hoping that we'll also look at what I was expecting, and that definitely, to my mind, would require sound barriers, is extending the southbound exit at exit 3. And for all of those who commute between the hours of, I think, 7:30 or 8 to about 9:30, we tend to get a bottleneck because the exit is short. And you've got a lot of people in that right lane on the right side of the road, backing up onto the highway and slowing down the overall commute. So there's a look at improving that. That's part of what's going to go on exit 6. So I expect us to see some work to ease the congestion by light signaling at the exits and also maybe extending some of the ramps.
What are your thoughts about trying to, I know they're trying to take some steps to stop these wrong way things. I know our own Sam Romeo's talked about putting those kinds of things there that, like you see at parking lots, if you're going the wrong way, it'll blow out the tires. What do you see as a solution or, you know, to try to alleviate this problem?
Well, so far, I think the biggest thing they're trying to do is either both signaling and putting up the signs, the wrong way signs. I don't know what the next step is. I'm not sure what the, given it's an interstate, I don't know what requirements and or limitations we would have to do something like that. But certainly anything that prevents wrong way entrance and then ultimately death is very important. I mean, it's not lost on me that post-pandemic, I think driving has become more erratic. I mean, I go up to Hartford, or will be going back up to Hartford, but even in my more social commuting or out on the highways, I find a number of young youth that seem to be playing what I can only describe as a game of tag going up the highway. So you see two or three cars in a row kind of weaving the way in and out of traffic, and if that isn't a recipe for disaster, I don't know what is. So there's going to be a couple of things. I think the wrong way driving is a concern, and also not the speed in and of itself, but the reckless use of the highways is kind of a racing car strip, and we've got to do something for better enforcement on that.
All right. Representative, I'm sure lots more to talk about as we get towards the session, but appreciate your time this morning. Again, congratulations, and look forward to hearing you on the second Thursday of each month.
Thank you very much, Tony. Look forward to hearing from you, too. You have a great day.
You too. That is State Representative Stephen Meskers. Next Thursday, we'll...